First, a national Latino convention is kicking off in Milwaukee today, and it's getting attention from some Democratic presidential candidates. Tomorrow evening, four Democrats running for president will participate in a town hall-style discussion that includes Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Julian Castro, and Beto O'Rourke. Domingo Garcia is the national president of the League of United Latin American Citizens. They'll be co-hosting that town hall with Univision tomorrow. Domingo, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here in Milwaukee. It's a lot cooler than Texas.
Now, before we get to this town hall, Domingo, can you tell us a little bit about this convention drawing? I saw numbers like 15,000 people or so to Milwaukee.
Sure. For those of you who don't know LULAC is the League of United Latin American Citizens. It's the oldest Latin American civil rights organization in the country, founded in 1929, and the largest with over 140,000 members in 44 states. And we're meeting or having our national convention here in Milwaukee. We're expecting about 15 to 20,000 people that will come over the next 4 or 5 days with an impact of about $15 to $20 million for the Milwaukee economy.
Now, you've got Democratic presidential candidates. I understand you invited the president to attend as well. What kind of things are you looking to get takes on from the candidates when they show up?
Well, you know, Latino issues are American issues. There are, you know, what's your positions on health care? For a lot of families, you know, they're just one paycheck away or an illness away from losing everything they got. So we want to make sure, what can we do to make sure that health care for all or Medicare for all is a doable legislative priority? Education for, I'm the first generation college graduate in my family. I'm the oldest of seven and the first one to graduate from college and law school. And there's a lot of people out there that need opportunities and help, whether that's with tuition-free universities or colleges or financial assistance to make sure that they can achieve their American dream. And then finally, you know, I was in Clint, Texas about 2 weeks ago. When they talk about concentration camps on the border, those are real. Those are not make-believe. I've actually been in Germany and Poland, and I've seen concentration camps. And when you have barbed wire, you have fences, you got armed guards, armed towers. But here, the inmates are 2, 4, 6, and 8-year-old refugees that have been taken from their parents. And that's just something that we as Americans, we as Christians, whatever your religious belief, should not, as a moral, on a moral basis, allow. And that's almost like spitting at the face of the Statue of Liberty and what America stands for. So we're definitely going to be asking what their positions are on immigration reform.
Domingo, I think sometimes political observers equate the Latino or Hispanic vote with immigration issues and only immigration issues. From your answer there, it's clearly more than just that.
That's correct. I mean, the fact of the matter is, you know, we have businesses. A lot of the most small businesses are now Latino started and Latino run, high tech in Silicon Valley in California, transportation. So we're involved at all levels and we're trying to move that. For example, one of the issues that comes up in our convention are veterans. A large percentage of our membership are veterans who have been in Iraq, Afghanistan, and they come home and there's nobody to help them when they have post-traumatic stress syndrome. And they wind up self-medicating and the VA hospitals are not taking care of them. And so we're going to have the Secretary of the Veterans Affairs and Secretary of Defense answer those questions from our vets at our convention.
Domingo Garcia is with us, national president of the League of United Latin American Citizens. Their convention starts today in Milwaukee. It includes Democratic presidential candidates. Domingo, an Univision poll from June showed that 77% of Latino voters agreed that when it comes to immigration, quoting from the poll here, some Democratic politicians take Latino immigrants' support for granted. End quote. Do you see that as a problem for Democrats?
Look, we need to find a bipartisan immigration reform package that we agree. We need to secure our border. We need to close the asylum loopholes. But we also need to treat those refugees that are on the border humanely, decently, and give them an administrative process to try to determine if their asylum claims are legit or not. But we also have 12 to 13 million immigrants that are already in this country, most of them hardworking. You know, Milwaukee was built by immigrants who, through their sweat, their blood, their labor, are making America what it is today in terms of its economic powerhouse. And they need an opportunity through an immigration reform bill that allows them to apply, pay a fine, learn English, and become U.S. residents with an opportunity to become citizens at some future date. And it's going to take Republicans coming from the far right about enforcement only toward the middle, and Democrats who are on the far left who think that we should have open borders and we should just give immigrants everything they want to come also to the middle. Both extremes are wrong.
Now, you're in Milwaukee, and I think if you ask people around the country about cities with lots of Latino voters in them, Milwaukee might not leap to mind. We might know a little different here in Wisconsin. What brought the convention to Milwaukee this year?
Well, the fact of the matter is, you know, Trump won Wisconsin, but I think by less than 20,000 something votes. Latinos are now almost 6% of the voting age population of Wisconsin. We believe we can nudge that number up to 10%, and that might be the difference in 2020. But Wisconsin's also a swing state, and that's why we're here. Wisconsin is also a growing Latino population. The Mexican fiestas that they have here in Milwaukee are some of the largest events here. And so we decided that this is the center right now of 2020. The Democratic National Convention is going to be here next year. So we wanted to make sure that the Democratic candidates, the Republican candidates know that the Latino vote cannot be taken for granted, and you're going to have to earn it.
Is there such a thing as the Latino vote? I hear some people say, well, wait a minute, you're talking about people from lots of different national origins. You're talking about people who may have been here, their family, for one generation or 15 generations. There's so much variety.
That's true. I mean, we're not a monolith. I mean, you know, the fact of the matter is Mexican-Americans in California or Texas or and here in Milwaukee have different priorities than, say, Puerto Ricans in Orlando or Puerto Rico who are concerned about hurricane relief, or Cuban-Americans who are concerned about the embargo against Cuba. But as Latinos, we have a lot more things that bring us together. Just as Americans, we have a lot more things that unite us and divide us. And the Latino votes are there to those candidates who are making sure they do talk about healthcare, education, talk about economic opportunities in this country, and who are not using us as political piñatas and bashing immigrants or doing voter suppression like we've seen with putting a citizenship question on the census, or trying to purge voters, or trying to make it difficult to register to vote, which we've seen in states around the country. So that's why we're here. Wisconsin is at the middle of the 2020 historical elections.
Apart from election-related issues, what else is going on at this big convention in Milwaukee this week?
We got a lot of things going on. We got young people talking about what's going on the colleges and campuses in terms of education opportunities. We have a large, almost over 1,000 college students coming throughout the U.S. here. We are also going to be dealing with issues like the census to make sure every person is counted, so that we have an adequate census that allows for dollars to flow to those states that need them based on population. And then finally, you know, we actually have a lot of folks talking about, like, we have the new heavyweight champion of the world, Andy Ruiz, who did a spectacular upset. The real Rocky Balboa will be here Friday night, as well as, by the way, you mentioned the presidential candidates that were here for our town hall, but Senator Cory Booker is going to be here. So is Governor Senator Bennett from Colorado. We're actually going to have 9 presidential candidates here. And who knows? You know, I hear Trump's going to be here Friday. I don't think it's a coincidence that he's coming Friday after our town hall meeting and during the LULAC convention.
Domingo, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
That was Domingo Garcia, national president of the League of United Latin American Citizens. He was with us today to talk about the group's big convention this week in Milwaukee. It includes a town hall featuring Democratic presidential hopefuls and visits from others. If you want to tune in, that discussion starts at 6 Central Time tomorrow evening. You can stream it on your local Univision channel or the Univision Facebook or YouTube pages.